I think we take for granted and don't realize the amount of sports you've seen with your very own two eyes and some significant moment in sports that have happened and you were right there either on the call or right there for it. And that's huge. And we have this vault of information right here in front of us that we can relive some of those moments. And we're going to do that here. So start checking some of those safety deposit boxes full of information. We're going to pull out and get some of those some of that information at a later date. But let's talk about this game on August 22nd, 1989. As Nolan Ryan goes into that game against the Oakland A's with 4,994 strikeouts in his career. And everyone knew that he was going to get to 5,000 that game because Nolan Ryan he does nothing but strike out people.
You know, Donnie, one thing, when you mentioned this game to me, one memory came rushing back.
Okay.
How nervous I was that day. Getting to call that historic moment, you knew the entire baseball world was waiting for that, Donnie. I mean, all of baseball, the commissioner is there, Bart Giamatti is there. I mean, the president of the United States has prepared a message. This was such history. And Donnie, he's 42 years old. And on August 22nd, this 42-year-old man already struck out 219 people that season.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the start of that season wondering, gee, can he get to 225? That's what he needed to get to. Can he get to 225 to get to 5,000? Get to 225, he got to 300 that year.
So he needed,
six
to get to it?
He was at 49.94 going into the game.
And that's an athletics team at the time, which, best team in the American League?
Well, they had Ricky Henderson and Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, three superstars, a star in all-star third baseman Carney Lansford, who, by the way, people don't remember him much, lads. He enters that game hitting .334 with an on-base percentage of .405. They had a solid center fielder in Dave Henderson, though he wasn't having a terribly good year, Tony Phillips at second base. They had a catcher that if he hadn't had bad knees in Terry Steinbach, he was DHing that night. He was a very solid player. It was an outstanding team he faced that night.
So before the game, Nolan Ryan had requested that play not be stopped to honor him when he got to 5,000 strikeouts.
Right.
He was saluted by President George H.W. Bush in a videotape message at the game that evening, but he didn't want to stop down on a big deal made about 5,000. So he goes into the game at 49.94. Ricky Henderson, top of the fifth inning, comes to the plate, and Nolan Ryan had five strikeouts. He is sitting at 49.99. Ricky Henderson works the count full, fouled off two pitches, and then on 3-2, he missed a low 96-mile-an-hour fastball for strikeout number 5,000. After the game, Ricky Henderson told the New York Times it was an honor to be the 5,000th. And as Davey Lopes says, if he ain't struck you out, you ain't nobody. That was a quote from Davey Lopes. So that game was on last night. And the clip that Matt posted was from later on in the game because Jose Canseco had just struck out. And I think it was the strikeout number 5,006. So we're deep into the game.
On a nasty-ass curveball, too.
It was pretty nasty. He had 13 strikeouts on the game. He allowed only five hits and two walks. The Rangers wound up losing that game 2-0, but it was all about Nolan Ryan and his 5,000th strikeout. So there was a name game that Norm performed after Jose Canseco strikes out. So after I saw the video from Matt, I wanted to try to get a better quality, so I reached out to my man Groups because of his Fox Sports Southwest connections to see if I can get a cleaner copy of it. Ben looked after it. He sent it to me, and let's sit back and enjoy 1989's name game for Norm Hitzkus as he salutes Nolan Ryan and his 5,000th strikeout.
5,006 amongst the list of last names of players Nolan Ryan has struck out. He's gotten one blue, three greens, eight browns, three whites, and no blacks. He's gotten a flood and a rivers, trio three times, a law and an order. He's rung up three bells. He's sold. He struck out Moses, Jerry Moses. He's gotten the Adams family, Glenn, Mike, and Ricky, and he's sent bench to the bench seven times. He's gotten 13 Davises, including Trench, your favorite Davis. In this day and age of big dollars, he's gotten cash, money, and price. He's fanned a king and a queen, Al and Mel.
Is that all?
No, there's more.
0-1 fouled away, and it is now nothing and two to Ron Hassey, who has struck out twice tonight.
He's fanned a Lawless and a Crook and several players who've been in jail. He's gotten Ripley, believe it or not. He's gotten an alley, a shoe, a gamble, a strange, a bass, a bean, a bird, a cat, a moose, a cookie and a bip, a hacker, a belcher, and a klutz.
Was anybody named Smith in there?
Bunches of Smiths.
Yeah.
No other Ryans, by the way.
0-2, and Hassey is gone. Strikeout number 13 for Ryan.
Let's see, Hassey's now number 4999, 5001, and 5007. Ron was all around it tonight, wasn't he? He was all around fame.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, just having fun in the broadcast.
Oh, man. Who was your broadcast partner that night?
Merle Harmon.
Okay.
I believe that was Merle.
If that was done in this age of social media, that would be all over SportsCenter. That would go viral. That was awesome.
That was great. And just the countdown of the numbers Hassey was in the strike on the strikeout list, he's just all over the place. This is a young Norm, well, man. It makes me smile.
Well, in that game, Ron Hassey strikes out to be number 4999. So we know 5,000 is coming. And we go through Dave Henderson, Mark McGuire, Tony Phillips, Tony Steinbach, and Walt Weiss without anybody striking out. And then he gets Henderson. Then he gets Hassey again. And I really was hoping, honestly, that it wasn't going to be Ron Hassey that night. Because Ron Hassey was this big, lovable oaf that caught for Oakland, whose nickname was Foghorn Leghorn. But it was such, golly, that brings back so many memories. Donnie, the first interviews after that game were going to be me. And that's what made me nervous. I knew that whenever that game ended, I would head down to the dugout and do the interviews in the dugout. And it took, and then they were put up on the scoreboard and everything. And Donnie, as I talked to Nolan Ryan, it's in the dugout now. I feel this crowd all around, okay? And I take a quick peek over my right shoulder, and shoulder to shoulder next to my shoulder is the Commissioner of Baseball, Bart Giamatti, and Ricky Henderson, each standing there waiting to be interviewed because they know they're going to be talked to about this achievement of Nolan Ryan. It was just incredible.
So going into that game, do you think the Oakland Athletics sat in the clubhouse and said, I don't want to be strikeout number 5,000, or they don't care because they just know it's inevitable and it's about to come? Are they trying their best to not be a part of that history?
I'm not certain I think they knew it was inevitable. I mean, Ryan was rocking along at 42 years old. He was blowing and going that year. And they knew one of them was going to be it. And I actually was really happy it was Ricky Henderson because he got a star. He got a star for number 5,000. But I, you know, it's a good question. Terry Steinbach had a chance to be number 5,000. And so did Tony Phillips, and so did Walt Weiss. But they all battled it off until Henderson got there.
Yeah, because they knew, and they knew how close he was. All, especially in a historic moment like that, they're going to realize that. I wonder if, and yes, they're trying to win a game, and they did win the game. But I wonder if, in the back of their minds, if they all didn't care, if they would be strikeout number 5,000 because they knew they would be part of history.
So glad it was Ricky.
Yeah. I mean,
such an incredible player, Hall of Famer. That made it even better.
Norm, how hard was it to put together that list? I mean, in the age before the internet, I'm sure it was a lot harder.
Lord bless the Rangers. Because the Rangers, knowing this was going to be a historic night, they put out this huge packet of information. And I looked at this information, and it had all the people he'd struck out, and I thought, there's gold in here somewhere, there's gold.
How many pages did it take?
Oh, my God. It was in columns, as I recall, Blake, and they had the number of times each guy had struck out. Like, for instance, as mentioned there, Manny Trio struck out exactly three times against Nolan Ryan. And things like that. That you go down the list, you think, who the hell is Trench Davis? and it was just such a marvelous night. Golly.
Marvelous night and a marvelous name game. So marvelous, in fact, we're going to have to hear it again before we go to break. So here is Norm when Nolan Ryan struck out his 5,000th batter. Norm was on the call for the game. He did a name game after Jose Canseco struck out. And here we go.
5,006 amongst the list of last names of players Nolan Ryan has struck out. He's gotten one blue, three greens, eight browns, three whites, and no blacks. He's gotten a flood and a rivers. Trio, three times. A law and an order. He's rung up three bells. He struck out Moses. Jerry Moses. He's gotten the Adams family, Glenn, Mike, and Ricky, and he's sent bench to the bench seven times. He's gotten 13 Davises, including Trench, your favorite Davis. In this day and age of big dollars, he's gotten cash, money, and price. He's fanned a king and a queen, Al and Mel.
Is that all?
No, there's more.
0-1 fouled away, and it is now nothing and two to Ron Hassey, who has struck out twice tonight.
He's fanned a Lawless and a Crook and several players who've been in jail. He's gotten Ripley, believe it or not. He's gotten an alley, a shoe, a gamble, a strange, a bass, a bean, a bird, a cat, a moose, a cookie and a bip, a hacker, a belcher, and a klutz.
Was anybody named Smith in there?
Bunches of Smiths.
Yeah.
No other Ryans, by the way.
0-2, and Hassey is gone. Strikeout number 13 for Ryan.
Let's see. Hassey's now number 4999, 5001, and 5007. Ron was all around it tonight, wasn't he? He was all around fame.
So awesome.